Good morning.
Now, I'm sure people in all sectors were anticipating a down year last year. Did things work out the way you expect them to?
Despite the fact that it was the worst economic downturn since the Great Depression, and factoring in the purely discretionary spending nature of travel, the nation's loss in travel was about 9% in travel spending, when Wisconsin's numbers came in at about 7.8%, we were not surprised.
Probably tourism dropped off to some extent, but what's really driving these numbers is that convention and meetings went down a lot, 14.3%.
Well, that's right. In the leisure side of travel, it was really more around 6% where it dropped, but in meetings and convention, the decline was 14%, and business travel, 10%. And that again happened across the nation as companies were slashing budgets and tightening their belts and just foregoing business travel.
So you're reaching out to businesses to help convince them to get back into the conference rooms around Wisconsin.
Yes, we're reaching out, and our Department of Tourism, along with the Department of Commerce, have initiated the Meetings Mean Business for Wisconsin and reaching out to Wisconsin CEOs to bring their business into Wisconsin or return their business to Wisconsin, because in the hospitality industry, we employ over 286,000 people. So we see this as an economic stimulus idea that helps to protect our jobs, grow our jobs, and grow our revenue in the state.
My understanding is a big part of Wisconsin's strategy to get through this tough time is to attract families from the upper Midwest who may choose to go to the lake rather than choose to go out to the ocean.
Wisconsin is well positioned because today, savvy, cost-conscious Americans are really looking for value, and Wisconsin has always been known for having and being a great value when you're traveling, along with being a driving destination and a tried and true experience when people think about in the Midwest the experiences that they have had in Wisconsin. So the new normal now, as people are traveling, their behaviors are travelers are booking their vacations closer to their travel dates. They're staying closer to home and taking shorter trips, definitely looking for bargains and deals, and spending less when they do arrive at their destination, which is that balance of wanting to get away, needing to get away, and yet really taking care of their own family budgets.
Kelly Trumbull, thanks for being with us.
Thank you very much, Terry.